He's going to be mortified at this, isn't he?
I know. He's not going to be thrilled.
I would say...
He's coming. He's putting down his headphones.
I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, he's going to be wants to die.
Yeah. Okay. Can you lead this?
Me lead this? This is your idea, you sick bastard.
You said you can say bitch. I give you full permission to say bitch. Please lead this. Maddie's coming.
Okay, but I'm going to use your name.
Yeah, duh. Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
How would you feel?
We had a snafu.
We had a goof. Well, and technically, I mean, you could argue that Ben kind of, in a way, initiated this, if we want to put it that way.
This is not a good
time. Not a good way to go. Hey, do you want to be a guest on season 2 of Inbox?
Like right now, though? No, thank God.
There it is. Oh, that was easy. We were terrified you were going to aggressively say no.
Yeah, we were really. Okay, great. Cool. We're already recording.
Yeah.
All right.
We thought this would be a good cold open.
Hello.
I'm so excited.
Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I am Nicole Dressbell. And our guest this week is the producer of Blank Check and other Audio Boom originals and the host, a host of Vape at Night on KPIS.FM Wednesdays at 9 p.m., Ben Hosley.
Hi. Hey, you know what the tagline is for the station?
No.
The Golden Stream.
Oh, get out of here.
Wow. Hey, having fun.
Get out of here.
All right. Well, thank you guys for having me on so short notice.
So exciting.
Literally, I just found out about a minute ago.
Yes, this is true. Real time, 1 minute ago.
Oh, this makes me... This is very brave, very cool.
I mean, I'm down to... Honestly, I have no shame.
Yes, which makes you a good guest.
Didn't even get to really adjust my email at all, so this is like... You're going to find some weird stuff in here.
Yeah, and I mean, you said moments ago, there's some weird shit in here.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, but what we're looking at right away, though, is only one unread email.
I'm very good at managing my email.
That's great.
So I'm on top of it, but I also am pretty sloppy and I got a lot of old stuff in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot, these are all priority emails that are here.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of yellow arrows.
No, I think that's just automated. Okay. I'm not sure why that's happening.
Because I was like, this dude is on it. Like, everything in here is a high priority, but you're telling me that's not the case.
No, that's just, it's just.
Okay.
All my mail is priority.
That's Gmail deciding all your mail is priority mail.
Yeah, I don't know. What's up?
I don't know. You feel important to them.
I guess.
Okay, so right away I want to know about this third email that you sent yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's from you. Mm-hmm. The subject line is got stuff. Oh, that's Game of Thrones stuff.
Oh,
great,
yeah.
Great, 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 great. And then what is this?
Wow. Okay. So
this is from 11 days ago. Mm-hmm. So you also archive. You're not just reading everything. You archive stuff.
I do. Well, it's like kind of my bad system of like keeping like ideas,
right.
Like keeping track of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a thing where I can never remember the names of the families on Game of Thrones and the characters and stuff. So I made like a key for myself.
No. Okay. Can you read your key?
Sure. So the Greyjoys are, in my mind, the Rusty Wets.
Like, okay. Is it always like damp there? Is that like...
Wait. They're like the boat people.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Right.
Starks are cold folks.
Okay.
Great.
Canister, which is not right. They're rich incest fuckers.
Great.
Tarly, a big smart guy. So you see, kind of, I'm just like, I'm trying to figure out.
I think we should go the whole distance.
Oh, shouldn't we? Okay. Targaryen is the dragon bitch.
Yeah, great.
Baratheon,
thank you. Dead pig guy.
Yep, great.
Gendry, boatman. Dorne, desert stuff, and then Braun equals rules, because Braun is my favorite character.
Now, do you think that last one's really necessary? Because like, you're not going to forget that Braun rules, right?
No, that was just for me.
Okay, yeah.
Well, the whole thing was for you, though, but so how deep in the show are you?
Oh, I'm like totally caught up, yeah.
I started it today. It's April. I just for people to know, it's April 29th. I'm going to watch the whole show before the finale.
Okay, that's a fun bit.
It's not a bit. I'm fucking doing it. So this is helpful. Actually, Ben, I would love it if you would forward this to me.
Sure.
So, yeah. But how many times have you accessed this since you wrote it? Have you been checking it out to be like, who are the canisters again? Those are the... Oh, yeah. Got it.
No, I have not used it. I think I was like going to tweet some of these.
Got it.
And then I abandoned that idea because I do enough. I have a weird inside joke thing where I think wet stuff is cool. And I just, I really like hit that bit to death.
Gotcha.
So I was kind of like, I don't know, Rusty Wets.
This was mainly for the Rusty Wets. That's like the whole genesis of this.
Yep.
Okay.
Great.
The rest is just window dressing.
Pretty much. Oh, you guys have your own mouse.
Yeah. Do you want to use that?
No, I just...
I was using that, but I can transfer.
No, you could use it.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that. No, so you gave them a mouse that they can also move.
Well, this is connected to my computer, but that's actually a great idea.
Yeah. No, actually, Ben, you've uncovered something really interesting. Matt showed up, and since he got here, he's been doing work on a different podcast that is not connected to any computer involved in what we're doing right now.
Okay, well, maybe think about that for future episodes.
That's a technological innovation.
Because then you can take away control of the guest.
That is really fun, yeah.
Having Ben on this show is already paying off.
Okay, yeah.
Who do you not want to email, Ben? Is there someone you don't want to email?
Email. Roulette.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
For sure.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about no identifying details, just enough context to help us ruin your life?
Ex-girlfriend.
Is this an ex-girlfriend we know?
No.
Okay. Good.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Because there would be something folding in on itself that would be fun about that, but no.
Oh, yeah. No, but we're fine.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is like a girlfriend that I just recently reconnected with after not speaking for like 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And she was super mean in an email.
Oh, whoa. What?
Yeah. In the reconnection
mm-hmm.
cycle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's a reconnection.
And
not...
it's sort of sitting right there at the top.
Stop it. Really?
Yep.
Not at the top. It's the second one.
Yeah. Right here.
Oh, that one. Okay, yeah. Wait, what did you bookmark it as?
It's filed under family correspondence.
I have also great, insane, like personalized categories.
Oh, this is really helpful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Let's just start with this one. I think Matt and I, we won't read it out loud because that feels like a violation of her privacy, but Matt and I are going to quietly read this email to ourselves. So, all right, you maybe were a little bit misleading because this email from her on April Fool's Day makes it seem like a conversation has started elsewhere.
I reached out on Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
Just to sort of, and I was like, let's just email. I can't be on Facebook. It's awful.
Great. Mm-hmm. What made you reach out on Facebook Messenger?
I think that I, mainly wanted to try and get the photos that she has because we dated for 4 years, took a bunch of road trips. She took all these pictures, and then when we broke up, she untagged me on Facebook and basically like removed images of like my life.
Got it.
So I was kind of like, yo, I feel like we should be able to maybe like
enough time has passed.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Like things are, you know, like just let me get some of those photos. It's kind of why I reached out.
Okay.
But then I was also because I'm not doing good in the dating world. I'm kind of a mess.
Okay.
So I was also kind of like, what was going on? You know, like this is where I'm at. Do you have any thoughts on maybe why I'm in this place?
Oh, got it.
And she just went for like.
She went for it.
It was cold.
She took some swings.
She took some. It's not swings. I've read this. She took some efficient knife cuts. This was the work of a surgeon. This was. What's that guy? I want to say Dr. Doolittle. It's not. That's a slander of Dr. Doolittle. Who's the other one? Around the same time, Jack the Ripper.
Oh, yep.
And I also.
I mean, basically, if I can give the gist,
yeah.
Basically her assessment was like, yeah, Ben, maybe you like being a mess.
Yeah.
And you know what? She's 100% right.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that was just one shot.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was.
And the arrow just landed.
And I think
it got me.
I think we can mention that about the photos, which you asked for, she eventually responds, I don't have the energy. So I'm going to say, I don't want to make her out to be a villain. I know I said Jack the Ripper. I mean that in an admirable way. Because the impression that I get from this, Ben, reading this email, is that this is a woman who's maybe grown up a lot since then. And her... I don't want to say dirtbag, but her former boyfriend, who maybe hasn't, reaches out with a need.
Nicole.
And the response is just.
Your admiration came through.
Okay, great.
It was palpable.
Okay, great. Yeah. You mean when I said Jack the Ripper the first time?
Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Great. Anyway, I just want, because in the event that she listens to this, I just want her to know that there's somebody in her corner.
Well, and in fairness, like you're setting it on a tee when you do this. I think you knew you were doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of fearlessly. Yeah. You were ready to take one there.
I was looking for it.
Yeah. I knew it. Yeah. I knew it.
I was looking for it. I was like, I wanted her to say I was
please
bad.
Miss, hand it to me. Yeah. Absolutely, 100%. All right, well, but it's been 12 days, so Matt and I, we should help you write this response.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to open I'm going to hit reply.
Yeah.
Yes, great. Very good.
Okay, and I'll just let you guys, I have to type?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to type.
This is a joke.
Kind of.
Okay, good.
I'm just playing, so like, the dummy.
Oh, I like that. That was good. You did a really good job with
thank
that.
Thank you.
It was funny.
Okay, so let's do it, guys.
Nicole, I feel that you probably feel pretty strongly about this one, given your connection to the emailer. So if you want to lead this off, go ahead.
Dear, her name. I don't know. For sure we should. He wrote dear her name.
Yeah.
Okay, here we are.
Now we're going with it.
Classic.
There we go.
Oh boy.
Yep. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
I know what we're doing. Yeah. Dear her name. Thank you, miss.
Oh.
Thank you, miss. May I have another? And that's it. That's the whole email.
Wow, that's it.
Unless you have something to contribute, Matt.
Yeah. What do you think? How should I sign off? Strongly, I'd say.
Strongly, Benjamin. Do you ever go by Benjamin in any context?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, really? I think this is the rare case where both names are really good. I really like Ben as a name, and Benjamin's also a great name.
You know,
Matt, why the fuck are you laughing at?
I've never thought of that.
I'm laughing at dear her name. Thank you, miss. May I have another? It's so weird. It's the weirdest, shortest email we've ever written.
I genuinely was worried it was too conservative.
I mean, it's going to throw her for, she's a savvy emailer, clearly, but yeah. I would be shocked if this doesn't throw her for a solid loop.
Oh, wait. I left out some context.
Uh-oh.
Also, the person she's marrying,
mm-hmm.
right? Because she mentions she has a fiance and a house.
Oh, I mm-hmm. missed that. No, I didn't
saw that.
This.
Yeah, I
okay,
saw that.
Great.
That person was the person that she cheated on me with.
Whoa. Okay, we're adding a line.
Boom.
Maybe
intrigue.
Wait, okay, see, Ben, this is what's so, you're such a complicated character. Because I think it takes incredible emotional maturity to not lead with that and not describe her as the girlfriend who cheated on you.
Oh, yeah.
I think that that's very respectful of her personhood and of the narrative being complicated.
And she was done with me. Is anything, it was less cheating and more like
onto
the next.
It's almost like, you know, people say that the baby you have to save the marriage.
Right.
I think sometimes people have the affair to kill the relationship.
Yeah.
I think that's a really real thing.
Yeah.
Not women as often, though. Men definitely do it.
Oh, you're saying boys are bad?
Yeah, I'm saying boys are bad.
Okay. Interesting.
Yep. All right. So what do we want to add?
We got to stay on the high road, I think, for this part, don't we?
Well, I was going to offer her something.
Yeah, okay, go
ahead,
for it.
Go ahead.
That's the high road.
P.S. Do you want a pair of my buried jeans?
What is that? What's that?
I started a fashion company.
No.
And I bought jeans and I buried them in the ground. And I put seeds in the pockets, and I'm going to try and sell them on the internet for an exorbitant amount of money.
Wait, so you can't – can you not pluck them until the flowers grow? Is that
– Yeah. No, I've they've been in the ground since January.
Okay, so the company is one pair.
I have three.
Okay. Nicole is actually looking off in the distance, not wistfully, like hopelessly, I would say. PPS, the company is jeans – that I buried in the ground with seeds in the pocket.
It's really hard to have people watch you type.
I know.
Yes.
It's nerve-wracking.
Yes, we've been told. We've been told.
Three pairs.
Oh.
Next sentence, three pairs. And now if you have a PPPS, a PP.
Yep. How much do you think you're going to charge for these jeans?
I think I'm going to try.
Yeah.
$750.
Okay.
I think there's a very real
chance. That's lower than I thought. I would have gone at least four figures.
Oh, interesting.
There's a real chance someone buys these.
Though. I just don't know. I guess my issue is I don't know if they're jeans. Ben, let's take a look at your organization.
Let's put labels on it.
Oh, God. The very first fucking category is buried jeans. Not only is it buried jeans, you put a goddamn asterisk at the front of it so that it would always go to the top of your list.
You gotta.
Oh, my God.
How long has buried jeans been percolating?
I don't know. I mean, Rachel, the producer,
of course, yes,
my coworker. I feel like I've been talking about it for like at least 3 months, right?
Well, definitely since January.
Since January.
I buried them.
You did bury them. Like a pear is buried right now.
Three pairs.
Three pairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. My neighbors almost called the cops.
Talking about it, I think at the Christmas party.
So it's been percolating for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been getting into fashion.
Okay.
And I think this idea just came to me in a dream.
And
you have not been getting into fashion?
100%. Ask me something about fashion, I'll tell you.
Okay. No, that's not what this is. what are things you're excited about with fashion? What are some trends that you're excited about?
Okay, so
can't say buried jeans.
You just did exactly what he told you to do. You're like, I'm not going to do that. Here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I would say I really am excited by Virgil, who does Off-White.
Okay.
I really love how he, with graphic style, he's using a lot of like industrial kind of coding, mm-hmm. sort of like interesting, just like futuristic, almost like it looks like a futuristic shipping label mm-hmm. with like a weird cereal like mm-hmm. bar that doesn't make sense. Like I like that aesthetic.
A cereal bar like a Cheerios?
Or like something you would scan
yeah, like
with.
Like a barcode.
A barcode, but it's like all weird looking.
Matt, can you explain my joke?
Yeah, her joke was like if you had like a Cheerios like breakfast bar on the clothing. Right?
Yeah, that was my joke. When you said a cereal bar, I was like the kind that's like
dried
milk.
Yeah, like Kellogg's would have been a better example, probably.
Though I couldn't think of it fast enough, and I don't know if you remember this, but I've been ripped apart for cereal on this show before.
Oh.
I forgot that Post was a cereal brand, and I got fucking destroyed.
Yeah, and rightfully so.
Okay, well, whatever. Okay, Ben, name a second thing.
Neighborhood is Japanese.
Stupid, I don't care. Never mind. This is working. Okay, but you're doing buried jeans as a bit.
100%.
Okay, good. That's just, let's get it on the up and up. That's all I wanted.
Yep.
I would file this under so crazy it might just work.
No, Ben just looked at me and so gently put his hand on my shoulder to make sure I was okay. Okay, Ben, what is with family correspondence? Why are we labeling it like that?
I like to keep a record of the emails I exchange with my family.
Yeah, but why are we calling it family correspondence as opposed to just family?
Nicole, why don't you click it first?
Because
of all?
It's like
I don't know. It seems rude.
you can
that's
look.
What the whole show is.
I know.
So I guess I just put correspondence because it felt like it's the archive of going back and forth,
right?
Between
okay.
my family and
yeah.
I.
Is Robert Hosley your father?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it looks like Matt, we're doing. Parental alert.
Parental units.
It's getting worse.
I know.
It's called parental units. I'm obligated to say it.
Whatever.
And you added an awful alarm this time.
Me.
Okay.
So let's see. April 17th, so not that long ago, you got an email about an orchid show that your father went to.
Yes.
And you did not bother responding?
No.
Can you click on the email?
I'm thinking it's just a photo.
Yeah, but I think it warranted. Did you respond over email? I mean, over a text or something?
I think I just said it to him when I saw him later.
Oh, how often do you see your fam?
Well, they're in Jersey, so they're pretty close by. So
yeah.
I try to see them every 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. Mine is it's not about me, but as somebody whose parents are also close, I really admire that. That is, you're a good son.
Yeah, I'm an only child.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And
they're, okay.
My parents
okay.
are older. So I kind of have to help him out with stuff these days.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. What did you say to him when you saw him?
Told him that the show looked like a good sign.
Okay, great.
I said the flowers look like they're from another planet.
These are also good quality. That is orchids. Orchids are pretty wild. These are also good quality photos.
Digital camera.
Nice.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a dad move.
Yeah. That's
oh,
great,
not on his phone.
No.
Like an OG digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you...
It does. I actually did. It did occur to me. It does look like Pandora.
Yeah.
Have you been to Pandora in Florida?
No, I want to go.
You should go. That's pretty cool.
I went to Disney as a really young kid.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
And it rained, so...
You a Star Wars boy at all? Oh, no, we've talked about this. You're not.
I'm not. The hotel sounds fun.
Yeah, the hotel's a ways off.
You know about this?
No.
Star Wars hotel?
No.
It's like the bar and the hotel's the like cantina.
Oh. So it's really the whole point is to have a Star Wars bar?
I don't think that this is accurate. I don't think what you're saying is accurate. There is a cantina in Galaxy's Edge. There is also a hotel, which is not, doesn't have the cantina in it. The hotel is being constructed. It's going to take a few years, and it is an immersive experience.
Yeah, that's
if you go, you're playing a character. But that's separate from the cantina. The cantina is going to open in September. Bye.
Nicole has left.
I wheeled away. I hate myself.
She faded into the wall. It was weird.
Anyway, yeah, when the hotel opens, I'm going to take you to the hotel.
Oh, man. Yeah,
Nicole, I think Nicole said that with a wink, by the way. It's possible there was a wink there. Yeah, I think you went wink and a gun, didn't you?
A little bit.
I'm going to take you.
I'm going to take you.
Okay.
Okay, we got to do segments. I want to look at your drafts.
What's in the box?
What's in the drafts?
Okay.
Because you have a solid but not absurd amount of drafts. 49.
49.
So that means you're cleaning these out every once in a while.
And a lot of these look like the... Well, we should... Sometimes the no subjects bear fruit. Can we just click on one of those no subjects? Make sure it's not an empty email.
Sure.
Can we look at... Oh, God. There's one that says fashion. Can we click on fashion? Oh, you just sent your... do you email yourself a lot of links?
Yeah. I've been keeping track of fashion stuff I want to buy. And then I'm also really getting into houseware and furniture.
Yes, I saw it. Can we go back? Because I also saw one that was called Sofa and Bookshelves.
Yeah.
Do you not know about Pinterest?
I don't like Pinterest.
Okay.
Like, and I think I should get into it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's up my alley. I just don't know how to work it.
Yeah,
and then every time I log in or like look at a page, it's like you have to reactivate your account.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass.
I don't like that.
What I like about it is all the stuff that you're talking about is visual things. So sending them to yourself as a bunch of links isn't going to help yourself track them. Right? Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like I'm mean?
No, you're not mean. But I like this system.
Okay, what does the next email mean? What does the next email mean?
This?
Can you read the subject line? Yeah.
You are a dog screen.
What does that mean?
I'm taking a silk screening class.
Yeah.
And one of my first designs is it says, you are a dog.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a picture of a dog.
Okay.
So I thought what's funny about that is like, you know how like there's like beware of dog signs?
Yeah.
Right? This is a sign for the dog to remind them they're a dog.
That's great.
Okay.
Okay. I thought you are a dog screen was you telling somebody they were a dog screen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I didn't know what that means.
But no, so I'm...
I'm telling the dog.
I had emailed my teacher the image to be printed onto a screen.
I see.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah.
What is magazines! Exclamation point.
I started what looks like a thread where I was going to list magazines I want to subscribe to because I love magazines.
Hey, Ben, can I ask a rude question?
Please.
Do you use email for anything but contacting yourself?
Nah.
It seems like it's just for sending yourself things and reminders.
No, I do talk to other people on it, but not often. It's pretty much a selfish sort of thing. Like I use it for work, obviously.
Right.
And then my personal one, it's mostly me emailing myself, I'd say. Yeah.
That's fascinating. I don't know that we've uncovered that yet.
What is Revolver Magazine?
It's like a music magazine.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, it's the only one.
I know. I abandoned it.
Yeah.
I would like to do an email time machine. So let's go to your archives. Matt, I just want us to take a random day in history and see what Ben's inbox looked like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. June.
Great.
9th.
When?
2009.
Ooh, that's fun. I
got a feeling. Taking it back. 2009 edition.
Okay, great.
Not a year we talk about enough. Maybe he got no emails that day.
Maybe I didn't have it yet. Let's try 2010.
Okay.
All right. That's great.
Taking it back. 2010 edition.
Hey, did you do something fucking freaky like delete all your emails?
Maybe.
This is insane.
Did I do that to you? Okay. Oh.
No, so just for the record, it did work. It just, we had to go to the year 2015. Don't
believe me, just watch. Taking it back. 2015 edition.
I don't know what happened. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, here we are. Okay. I remember this time. It's mostly just about me working at UCB Comedy.
Right.
And
attached. Okay. So read this email. This is an email you sent someone.
Andy. Hope you're well. I recently launched a new podcast that uses Libsyn as a hosting platform.
Not kiss.com. pissed.
No. Kiss dot piss.
That's a different thing. I've tried to posting the media using the individual episode link as well as using the embedded code. UCBcomedy.com will not recognize it. I've attached a screenshot. Let me know if you have any thoughts on this matter. If we can't get it up through Libsyn, I can always post on YouTube.
And this person never responded.
They did not.
Were they help? Who was helping who?
Andy, the tech guy, was supposed to help me, and he just he would always ignore me.
This really? Is really funny. And so this is about a company. I'm sorry. I assumed this was like a friendly thing. This is a company you both worked for. Mm-hmm. This was a work email.
Yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. And then just no help at all.
Yeah.
Wow. Bummer.
Yeah.
This is all work email.
Yeah. I don't actually, I guess I should say my relationship with emailing, I don't really email friends.
Fascinating. Never.
Never. Or like really family.
Got it.
Okay, well, we need to see if this was always the case. We need to go to the bottom of the box.
Oh, you could be like falling.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good.
Like,
that's good.
You could be like,
yeah.
The bottom of the box.
Instead, she just sounded like she hadn't had a drink of water in a while.
Okay.
The bottom of the box. Vaping quite a bit.
I don't remember. How do you get to all males? Oh, okay. So this is why 2009 wasn't working because you. Oh, this is why 2009 and 2010 didn't work. You started email in June 14th, 2010.
Wow.
And the first email is from your dad.
Yeah.
And you also didn't respond.
Subtext. This is
that
weird.
Was a zine I had in college.
Okay, here we go.
Is that surprising?
Why didn't your dad send you your zine?
He probably had it in like a box.
Oh, no, because I worked on.
Okay, this is too hard.
We're downloading things.
Yeah. This is too hard.
I think I worked on his computer at the house because he had like Adobe and stuff, and I laid out the files there.
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, is this from the ex at the time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you tell us what this email means? You don't have to. If you don't know, that's also better.
She would always call me B.
Uh huh.
I don't know what the subject means though.
Okay. Can you just read the email in its entirety?
Mm hmm. So, subject, I'm B. And then it says, boo.
Time is this?
2 p.m.
2 p.m. on a Sunday? All right.
Okay, we don't know what this means?
I think it was just me having what I like to call a little fun.
Okay.
Okay. And she clearly didn't elicit a response.
No.
Oh.
Wow, you really, and then for a long time, you're only using this to chat with the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should ask Ben.
Yeah.
Ben, do you, off the top of your head, have any emails you wish you could unsend?
Unsend? Well, yeah. I don't know. No, because I don't care. I put it all out there.
Ben, this is a segment Matt came up with, and he keeps trying to make it happen, and it's not going to happen.
What is it?
Matt, what's the name of it?
Well, we never really have gotten far enough to need the name.
Is it where like, oh shit, I sent that?
Yeah,
situation?
It's like oh crap. There's like one email perhaps that you think of when I ask that question of like, damn, yeah, that was an embarrassing email that I sent. And then we go see what it was.
Right. Nah, I never embarrassed myself.
Oh, okay.
Try vaping.
Oh no, he's gonna vape again. That's nuts. That's nuts. That mic, someone else is going to use that minty fresh mic now.
I was going to say we should check Ben's YourTube.
Oh, but this is not Ben's computer. So it'll be hard to see his YourTube. Can we go to YourTube?
Yeah.
Okay,
great. Let's go.
What's YourTube history?
That was pretty hard to get to his YouTube.
Okay. Can you fucking
hey,
bite me?
Listen.
Matt, as we were leaving the building after recording the last episode, said like, hey, let's make sure we go for each other at least once an episode.
Oh, okay. I mean, I like that dynamic.
And so now I just want to cover it. I want to just do it through the whole episode so that I don't disappoint my friend.
We have a bell, so you could ring a bell.
That's true.
Like maybe like when you want, you know, to do a dig.
Yeah.
I love it.
You can control it more if you
want. And then I'll say, thank you, miss. Can I have another?
Yes. Okay, let's go to history.
All right. I'm nervous.
Is this podcast related?
I think so.
There's a gavel banging sound effect. I was just curious if you were
what I like to call a court hammer.
Oh, a court hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Sure. Did you do a search for Court Hammer?
No.
Let's check out your search history.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
Gavel sound effect. Okay, so I think you lied to us. I don't think you like to call it a court hammer.
Well, I know that its name is Gavel, and I...
Its name is Gavel.
Its name is Gavel, but I like to call it court hammer.
A lot of this is sound stuff, which I guess makes sense.
Yeah, because I pull a lot of sound effects for...
What is this?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So I searched Channing Tatum Dance Woodshop. Now, are we familiar with the Dancing Men movies?
Nope.
No.
I mean, I know what movies you're talking about. You're talking about Magic Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So there's
that
Magic Mike where, what's his name? He dances to Pony. It's very hot.
Okay. Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Super hot. It's a good dance.
Okay.
And I was just thinking about it, and I was like, I got to see that dance.
Wow.
So the woodshop is where it happens.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
It's that part of the movie. I went to see Gaspar Noé's new movie that's about, like, it's like a horror movie, but it has, like, voguing in it.
Uh-huh.
And I've just been, like, really into watching dance videos.
Can you put in Channing Tatum dance court hammer, please, and see what comes up?
Okay, nothing's going to come up. Can you tell us why that you were doing a search for Kiss from a Rose karaoke?
I was drunk, and
yes,
I brought someone home.
No.
And we sang it at my apartment.
How'd that go?
Pretty good.
Okay.
That's great.
It's like kind of a cool movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Real strong.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. How'd the neighbors feel about it?
I got thick walls.
Don't say it to me like that. Don't you dare
Andy
say it to me like that.
Andy put his hand on your shoulder again. Wait, so you just pull up the YouTube karaoke version, then you're just yelling it out. Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Is that then when you do a search for flirt horn and sexy horn, or are those unrelated searches?
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, when I'm like looking for a kind of horn, you got to like add a, like a, would that be a modifier?
Sure, yeah.
So I added like a certain kind of modifier. So I was looking for a sexy horn.
What is a flirt horn? Here's one that came up.
What is happening right now?
We're waiting for the horn. Nice!
That did seem like a flirt horn.
I guess so. It was very upsetting.
Was that a bus at the end
there? Oh, I guess a flirt. Okay, so we're looking at it, and it looks like a certain kind of train is called a flirt. And these are the horns of them.
Train culture's weird.
Train culture's weird. You ever watched a seven-hour video of a train trip through Norway?
No.
I actually love this. I love stuff like this. This is great.
This stuff exists? Isn't that so relaxing?
Yeah. I watch...
Where are we? Sorry to cut you off. Just get like an hour into this and just and then see what happens.
Sure.
Okay. We're on the train.
This rules. This is such a great thing.
Yeah. This feels up your alley.
Oh, man. I love this.
You're about to say you watch...
I watch sometimes when I need to... Like, I'm having trouble sleeping. I watch... there's this great video of... The mic is inside the car and it's raining really hard.
Ooh.
It's like my like happy place or something. It's so soothing.
I have really loud neighbors, and if I want to read at home, I'll put in my earbuds and I'll listen to rain noises. That's like a good hack. I feel really proud about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt, what do you do with rain?
It rains a lot where I live, and I try to keep my house from flooding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is that different?
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Do you keep your house from flooding?
I try to, yes.
What are you, sandbags?
No, I'm more like, you know, we had a leak in the roof the other day.
Oh, well, sure,
that kind
sure.
of thing. Okay. Had to patch it.
Nice.
Had to get up there and patch
you
it.
You patched it yourself?
Yeah, I got up there and patched it, yeah.
What are you, gum?
I'm a handyman. What?
What do you use, gum?
Yeah, gum and just a little gum. Yep, a little Trident. We're not sponsored. Chew it up and just put it on there.
That's great.
No, like a, you know, like the tarry.
Oh, sure.
Tarry stuff.
I know tar.
Yeah. Oh, roof tar.
Roof tar.
Yeah.
Just a standard roof tar.
And then you use those things.
You have a little...
The roof stuff.
You have a little plastic, what's the word? Spackler.
Yeah.
And spackler right on there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time for everyone's favorite segment.
Talk about construction stuff?
Nope.
Okay, cool.
Ben?
Yeah.
Are you on Goodreads?
Are you on Goodreads?
No.
Okay, great.
That's
Matt.
How the segment usually goes.
Yep.
What? Oh, that site that only like people who actually are like managing a real life and reading books.
It was really fun. It was really fun to watch Ben know that he was going to burn me and have to figure out if it was going to be a real burn or a compliment phrased like a burn. And watching you work that out in your head was a delight. It was a true delight.
And it didn't land great, but sure. It was, you know, if I was like a gymnast,
yeah.
I definitely stumbled, but I didn't fall.
Right.
No,
right.
Absolutely not. Absolutely
points
not.
Points deducted.
But I guess a big thing about gymnasts is when you leave the ground, you want to know what kind of flip you're going to take. You were trying to decide midair.
I had nothing.
Yeah. You were trying to decide midair, which
am
kind
I going
flip
front?
Was
am I going back? No idea.
Yep. Ben.
Yeah, what's up?
Have you ever gotten into Twitter beefs? Like the kinds where, in retrospect, you're like, that, I was wrong. That was a bad idea.
No, because I'm not real on Twitter. I'm not like a real human.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Ever on the internet at all? Anywhere on the internet?
Have I gotten into a fight with someone?
Yeah. Facebook days, any of that?
This is a segment that Nicole's been trying to make happen that just isn't really working. Uh-huh. So.
But I got a good name for it. You don't have any fucking names for yours. Mine is... Where's the beef?
You got beef?
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I like it.
Yeah, thanks. So it's worth trying?
Yeah. No, I don't fight with people on the internet.
That's really healthy.
Yeah, I just, I don't really comment on on much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good way to go.
Yeah.
That's really healthy. Do you have open DMs?
Yes.
Can we slide into your DMs?
Yeah, let's slide.
Slide into the DM.
I name my segments. Okay, so any really random ones? Who are the people who are DMing you?
It's podcast producers, fans of Blank Check, and my friends.
Okay, so never a weird DM?
No.
Oh, do you also clean out your DMs?
No, this is it.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Wait, no, this only goes back to 2018.
That's it.
You've never had a DM before 2018.
Nobody DM'd you before December 16th of this year.
No.
That's a lie.
A few months ago.
That's a lie. How long have you been on Twitter?
I've been on for a while.
This is wild. Something's not adding up.
Yeah, I don't know. Can you look at your messages on Instagram from here on desktop?
Oh, maybe they're deleting them.
What are you trying to say about that?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Me... and then
wait, because do you think we got some shit in the Instagram DMs?
Definitely. I've kind of gone off.
Oh, well, wait, you said you weren't beefing.
Like gone off in the sense that I've been messaging a lot of randos. But I don't think I can look at my messages.
Where's your phone?
Yeah, we need your phone.
All right, I'll go get it.
Run and get your phone.
We're going to keep this in.
It's a, Ben, what is this picture? Oh, you don't know.
I have no idea.
Okay, it's a person... We should know it. We're not going to say what it is. They'll embarrass us. It's just people dressed as Wizard of the Oz characters on an airplane.
What was that?
Wizard of the Oz characters.
Okay.
And I said, yeah, I said it right. I said Wizard of the Oz.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Ben's got his phone.
I got the Instagram messages. I'm going to just put it here.
Oh, okay. I love that.
So you guys can see it.
Okay.
All right. So here is me like flirting and probably not well.
Good.
Okay.
This is good.
Is this so? What's the context of you knowing this person?
This person's a fan of the podcast.
Okay, so did they reach out to you first, or did you reach out to them?
They reached out to me first.
Look right there, it's back.
Oh no! So they reach out to him. They say something to him, and he says, "And I'm gonna say it the way it's written: I buried jeans at my parents' house, and." You did not tell us that these jeans were buried at your parents' house.
Oh, I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, you did.
Well, it's soon going to be my house. They're giving me the house.
Oh.
I'm going to be a homeowner.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I'm so interested in the roof repair.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Are you ready for the commute?
Well, I'm going to rent it because it's a two-family house.
Oh,
so
great.
I'm just going to depend on one of my Jersey friends to be the super.
Gotcha.
And I'm just going to... just rent it out.
That's
the whole thing.
Yeah.
You're not going to one family it on the weekends or anything like that.
Do you think someday it'll be the house that you go to or are you?
I am never going to live in New Jersey.
Wow. Never again?
Never again.
Okay.
And are your parents okay with this plan?
I think they're okay with it. Yeah. They want me to keep it in the family. They want me to retain ownership. Uh-huh. So I'm doing that. I don't want to live there.
They would like it if you moved in though and buried more jeans. Is that fair to say?
No. They are... very much like not a fan of that.
They don't like the jeans.
They're okay about it. I mean, my dad pitched me an idea recently that I really thought was cool.
What was it?
He was like, hey, what if you did like, you know, tie dye?
Mm-hmm.
What if you did that to a shirt or pants, but with tea?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and that's kind of like the vibe of the fashion tea brand.
Tea dye.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's done. We're doing it.
But mostly they're just like, all right, fine. My son's a weirdo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this the house you grew up in?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
It's been in my family since the late 1800s.
Wow. When did it become a two-family home?
Well, my grandfather turned it into a bigger home, and then my dad added a second floor and turned it into a two-family house.
Oh, whoa, cool.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I was doing like a whole goth thing, too, there for a little while where I kept telling people I was goth.
Uh-huh.
So I had a lot of goth girls reaching out to me, which is kind of cool. But I also, as soon as I get a little ways into these exchanges, I'm like, I'm never going to meet these people in real life.
Right.
So it's just kind just of, fruitless talk.
You're not flirting.
I'm not good at it.
You're not flirting.
All right, here, I'll find a flirt.
Because here's the thing, is all that you're doing is you're doing some of your bits to a person who's interested in you. And that's not what flirting is. And you all think that that's what flirting
is. What?
That's, doing bits that you would do with anyone.
Classic bits.
Classic bits. Therefore, bits that are widely applicable to a wide range of people.
Mm.
Targeting them at a person who has expressed interest in you is not what flirting is, and I cannot believe that I have to explain this.
But what if it's a really solid bit? Can I run one by you?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So I've been doing this new one where it's like, all right, here. So let's say you go to a dentist, Nicole.
Yes. Okay. I do. I've been to the dentist 3 times this month.
Oh, really? Did you have cavities?
Trouble?
And one cavity.
I have cavities too.
Sure.
Yeah. So hypothetically, you go to this dentist, new dentist, never been to him before. Dental assistant's kind of kooky.
Sure.
Got like colored hair.
Okay.
Maybe he's got like kind of a Hot Topic vibe.
Wait, sorry. Is this a bit you're pitching me, or are you pitching me a sitcom premise?
This is the bit.
Okay.
You'll get it. You'll get it. So then, you know, you're like, oh, whatever. She's like got this Hot Topic vibe. No big deal. People can dress weird.
Sure.
All of a sudden, the dentist walks in. It's a friggin' Joker.
What? Is she?
And here's the thing. He's so crazy.
She's the Joker or he's the Joker?
The dentist's the Joker. He's so crazy, he's giving you too much laughing gas.
What? Wait, hold on.
He's instead of fixing your teeth, he's making them colored and look bad.
Wait, he's a Joker or he's the Joker?
It's the Joker.
Okay, who's she? Is she Harlequin? It didn't sound like it.
See, I don't know about all this nerd stuff.
Okay, what's the end of the bit?
Well, the end of the bit is basically you just keep repeating that over and over again. You're like, what if the Joker was a teacher? Man, that class would be twisted. It'd be fucked up. How would anyone learn anything if the Joker was a teacher?
Don't, he's right in my face right now. Don't do that. Don't do that.
So I would probably then pitch that or bit, you know, to like someone I was talking to. It'd be like, hey, I got this new idea about Joker.
And then
they would laugh. And then they'd be like, wow, this guy's really a steal or a find.
Catch.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Steal.
Yeah,
I can really take advantage of this guy.
Oh, wow. Much cheaper than I would have expected. Yeah. Real cheer.
Bargain, baby.
This guy's found money.
All right. We have to wrap.
Okay.
So it's time for chickens to come home to whatever.
Whatever.
Do we have a trivia question?
I got it.
Oh, great. Okay.
Okay, Ben. This is what we call the Game of Thrones or... What is it? Rusty Wet's trivia. All right, here we go.
Yes.
Oh, fine.
For Ben.
Okay.
Especially made by Rachel, who's making the trivia very topical these days. The fans of Game of Thrones love it so much that they have made their own Fannin houses?
Fannin.
You can edit out me saying that wrong.
Fannin. No, we're going to keep it. Fannin is like fan canon. Fannin.
Oh, okay. That's all right. I'm okay not knowing that. Some of which are recognized by the wiki. Even more for you to remember. Which of these is not a fan-made house?
Great.
Okay, so really, Rachel does the long walk setup, and then the one line that matters is this. Which of these is not a fan-made house? Ready?
So which of these is like a fake house?
Yeah, and is it legal for the guest to have their phone open during trivia?
I'm also producing.
Okay,
that's fair.
That checks out.
Yeah.
So house Mallory.
Yeah.
House Nighty. Knight. N-Y-T-E. House Red Wine with a Y. House Oakenshield. Again, which of those three of those are fan-made houses. Which one's not? House Mallory, House Knight, House Red Wine, House Oakenshield.
I don't know anything because I already clearly don't know what the names of any of these fucking houses are.
Right.
Call them Rusty Wets.
So I'm just going to go with my gut. And,
okay.
And my gut tells me to pick the one that Matt said funny.
Okay.
Which is the red wine. So I'm going to pick that.
And? Rachel, is that correct? It's correct.
Boom.
Oh!
The trivia master remains
you.
The trivia master.
Still on wow. top. Still great.
Man, that was nice.
Yeah.
That was the most stress-free effort in email roulette I've ever seen.
As soon as we said it was time for email roulette, he took out his phone and began doing other things. Yeah.
So confident was he that he was going to crush that, and he did.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Ben, thank you for saving our asses.
Of course.
We appreciate it.
I was happy
much.
To do it, guys. I hope it wasn't too...
dirty.
Yeah, and weird.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Cool. Not at all.
Thanks for letting me vape.
Always.
All right. Well...
Okay, see ya.
Yep, good. Good, strong ending.
What if the Joker?
Mayo. Okay, let's do one more segment and then email roulette.
Okay.
Okay. What'd you say?
Turn it off.
Oh, right.
All right.
Is that going to be a nightmare to edit?
No.
Okay, good. Just a nightmare for Rachel's ears. Okay, bye train.
Bye train.
Bye train.
It's a friggin' Joker.